My name is Tony Jaglom. I'm running for city council in Revelstoke, BC.
And Tony, tell us a little bit about yourself aside from politics or your job, your passion, hobby, or what you do in your spare time.
My hobby actually is politics. I've been studying politics for getting close to 2 decades now. I did a degree in political science. I've run for office before. I'm currently studying municipal government management just for fun, because that is my hobby. And one of the reasons I'm running for office is because I think we should have people that are honestly passionate about a well-run government.
Why are you running for council?
Last year, Revelstoke City Council amended the short-term rentals bylaw, and I followed it quite closely. I participated in it online in the public feedback. I also attended both of the public forums. One was in person, one was online. And I was a little disappointed that the vast majority of people attending and speaking to this were people with a financial interest. They were people that had Airbnbs and wanted more, or they owned a home somewhere in Revelstoke that was currently not an Airbnb, but could be. And so the vast majority of people were speaking in favor of more Airbnbs. I was in such a minority speaking against Airbnbs that there's the two articles in the Revy Review about those public forums mentioned me by name, because it was 50 people against me and a couple other people speaking against Airbnbs. And this is why I am running. I'm not opposed to somebody Airbnb being a bedroom, essentially running a bed and breakfast out of their house. What I am opposed to is people that own an entire home and treat it as a very small hotel. And that is why I think that we should pursue an entire ban on whole home Airbnbs until we have something of a vacancy rate. We currently don't have a vacancy rate. If you could measure a vacancy rate as a negative number, then I think Revelstoke would be in there somewhere, but I don't know how you would do that. But currently, as soon as somebody posts anything online about a possibility of space for rent, they are overwhelmed with a response. And that's not healthy. It's not healthy for the people who live here. It's not healthy for the businesses that are here. And it's not doing good things for Revelstoke. We need to find a way to change how we approach housing. And I think the first step would be to stop treating houses as small hotels.
And why should people vote for you?
Because I bring a lot of political experience. I have a degree in political science. I've run before. I've worked for 2 MLAs in 2 different provinces. I'm currently studying local government management through the University of Victoria. And I'm super passionate about it. Like, this is something that I do in my spare time. And so I may as well do it as while I'm getting trying to benefit the town that I'm living in.
And you've mentioned short-term rentals. What other issues will you focus on? Or if you want to expand more on that, what will you be focusing on if you're elected councillor?
It's the rentals, the Airbnbs that is an entire house that I want to focus on. Like, if you want to run a bed and breakfast where you've got a house with, you know, 4 bedrooms and you're only using 2 of them, you want to rent the other 2 out, go right ahead. I have no problem with that whatsoever. It's the houses that are owned by somebody out of town that is rented out by the night, that is essentially a very small hotel. That is where I have an issue, because that house, that entire house, could instead like be a home for a family or for a couple of people living together who want to live in Revelstoke. Instead, it's a small hotel making money for somebody who may not even live here. And right now, we just can't afford that as a community.
And what have you been doing to prepare for the eventuality of your election? If you're elected, what have you been doing to get ready to be a councillor?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. there was a an event at the community center that was, like, come and learn a little bit about what it might mean to be a city councilor. I went, I attended. It was delightful. I could have run it. With no preparation, I could have walked in and said, oh, you want to learn a little bit about what it means to be a city councilor or just a municipal politician in general? Where would you like me to begin? I can do like a 6-week program on your role as a councilor, your role as the mayor, how you interact with the administration, who you call when you get a complaint about X, and that all that kind of, I guess I've been preparing for this role in my spare time for far, far too long than I should probably admit.
If you look at the candidates running for mayor and councillors, there's 12 people, 2 women, and 1 person who's visibly ethnic minority in this town. What do you think about this lack of diversity in our candidates?
I think it's unfortunate. I think we can certainly do a lot more to encourage diversity in candidates. We should do a lot more. I used to really encourage, especially women, especially visible minority women, to run. I would say, say, I will volunteer for you. I'll fundraise for you. I will help put up signs. I'll do whatever. I'll teach you what I know about government in order to be of assistance to you. But then I realized that as a white man, I don't get death threats. But women, especially visible minority women in politics, they get death threats. Whereas somebody might write to me and be very angry about something and they would complain, but they wouldn't threaten my life. And that does happen far too frequently in this country. And it is something stoked by a certain faction that is trying to harvest anger in the community. And it's really unfortunate that the honest truth is women are much more likely to receive death threats if they are in office.